Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by former Speaker of the Iowa House and the current Mayor of Cedar Rapids, Ron Corbett. Ron's here to talk to us about his new conservative think tank, Engage Iowa. Corbett also has an event coming up in Kelowna on Tuesday, December 29th at noon. So Ron, how did you come up with the idea of having this think tank?
Well, I actually had the idea quite some time ago when I was in the Iowa legislature serving as the Speaker of the House and representing Cedar Rapids. We were trying to reduce Iowa's income taxes at the time, and we needed some academic papers to help make our case, and there wasn't an Iowa-based think tank to help us, so we reached out to a group out in Boston. So I've always thought about the need for a conservative think tank in the state of Iowa for a long time and was able to get it launched this summer.
What are some of your goals for Engage Iowa?
Well, our group is going to focus on three areas: education, the environment, and the economy. We're not going to really address any of the social issues. There's a couple other organizations in the state that address the social issues, and we think that some of the challenges that Iowa faces in the area of K-12 education, certainly in the area of the environment and clean water, and, of course, economic challenges as relates to making sure we have the available workforce and the trained workforce in our state. So we plan on putting together position papers on each one of those areas. And then as leader of the group, I plan on spending some time traveling the state and giving speeches to various groups and organizations like Rotary.
Does the group plan on endorsing candidates? And is Engage Iowa a super PAC?
Yeah, we're a 501c3. We're an education organization, so we don't get into lobbying, nor will we endorse any candidates. There are other organizations that do that. They're either 501c4s or they're super PAC. Our goal is the creation of public policy. So you really have, you know, two pieces of the political spectrum: those that create the public policy, then, of course, those that implement the public policy, which are normally the elected officials. So our goal is to create good public policy for the elected officials to consider. We came out with our first policy, which is going to a flatter, fair tax for Iowa, and we posted that report on our website, engageiowa.org, that really talks about why it would be a good move for the state of Iowa to have a flatter, fair tax, because right now our tax system in Iowa is about as complicated as the federal level, and the Department of Revenue for the state is really nothing more than a mini IRS. So we talk about that in our report, and also a water quality initiative to help clean up our rivers and our lakes and our streams, so we don't have the EPA coming into our state, you know, 5 years from now, regulating farm fields.
What can our listeners expect to see from Engage Iowa in the next year?
Well, our hope is in April, first part of May, we're going to have a position paper as it relates to K-12, and specifically those early ages of K-12. I know the state is grappling with this reading retention program that is being implemented this year. But there are a lot of other challenges in the area of K-12, especially as it relates to teachers, and just more and more gets put on the plate of a teacher and in the classroom. And in so many ways, it's stifled innovation in the school buildings around the state of Iowa. And then later in the summer, we plan on having another report on jobs and specifically entrepreneurship in the state of Iowa and how that can be fostered. And the climate for economic development really for the future is for homegrown businesses and supporting existing businesses. So we're going to have a report on that over the summer. And my goal is just to travel the state and advocate for these issues and offer up some solutions.
Speaking of traveling the state, you'll be visiting Kelowna on Tuesday. What can we expect to hear from you there?
Yeah, I'll be in Kelowna on Tuesday to speak, and really I'm going to give a talk on this first issue of a flat tax, and I'm going to highlight what's happening in the state of Iowa. Since 1992, we've lost over $4 billion in adjusted gross income. These are people that have left our state. Oftentimes they leave for, you know, nicer weather states like a Florida or Texas. But Iowa's lost a lot of revenue to South Dakota, and no one ever claims South Dakota as a great state to retire because of the weather. So it really is a tax issue. It's not a weather issue. And so we're going to, point out some different statistics around the Midwest and specifically Iowa, where the state of Iowa could actually benefit from having a flat, fair tax in our state.
That was Ron Corbett, former Speaker of the Iowa House and the current Mayor of Cedar Rapids. Ron will be coming to Kelowna to speak about launching his new think tank, Engage Iowa, on Tuesday. He'll be speaking at the Kelowna Rotary Club at their regularly scheduled meeting from noon to 1 p.m. Tuesday at the CBI Bank and Trust Building. Thank you for listening to In Touch with Southeast Iowa.